Parnassus on Wheels by Christopher Morley. Chapter 1. I wonder if there isn't a lot of bunkum in higher education. I never found the people who were learned in logarithms and other kinds of poetry were any quicker in washing dishes or darning socks. I've done a good deal of reading when I could, and I don't want to admit impediments to the love of books, but I've also seen lots of good practical folks spoiled by too much fine print. Reading sonnets always gives me hiccups, too. I never expected to be an author, but I do think there are some amusing things about the story of Andrew and myself and how books broke up our placid life. When John Gutenberg, whose real name, so the professor says, was John Gooseflesh, borrowed that money to set up his printing press, he launched a lot of troubles on the world. Andrew and I were wonderfully happy on the farm until he became an author. If I could have foreseen all the bother his writings would have caused us, I would certainly have burned the first manuscript in the kitchen stove. Andrew McGill, the author of those books everyone reads, is my brother. In other words, I'm his sister, 10 years younger. Years ago, Andrew was a businessman, but his health failed, and, like so many people in the storybooks, he fled to the country, or, as he called it, to the bosom of nature. He and I were the only ones left in an unsuccessful family. I was slowly perishing as a conscientious governess in the brownstone region of New York. He rescued me from that, and we bought a farm with our combined savings. We became real farmers, up with the sun and to bed with the same. Andrew wore overalls and a soft shirt and grew brown and tough. My hands got red and blue with soap suds and frost. I never saw a red fern corset advertisement from one year's end to another, and my kitchen was a battlefield where I...